Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, Elissa here. Welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. This is one of our sessions episode. So I've got one of my best friends,
hello,
Eniola, with me, and we are going to see what the question is and just jump right in and have fun.
Dive in.
Aaron has our question. He's over here.
All right, here's the question. This question comes from Daisy. She put anonymous for last name, so Daisy Anonymous. She's 21 from Atlanta, Georgia. Can you talk about levels of friendship? How do I have rich friendships without idolizing them? Can you talk about levels of friendship? How do I have rich friendships without idolizing them?
That's a great question.
Such a good question.
Rich friendship without idolizing them.
That's good.
It is good.
Rich friendships.
You give me the giggles and you have to lie like...
So many different angles we could go here. Yeah. Okay, so levels of friendship. I think that... Thanks, Aaron. I think that when it comes to the levels of friendship, there is this place of the realistic, like, matter of connection, of being connected to somebody, mm-hmm. and not, like, forcing a friendship to do something that you think it's supposed to do just because you really want it to. Wow. And I think that part of having a rich friendship without idolizing it is trusting God. Mm-hmm. That the same God who brought this friend to you is the same God who will keep your friendship and stewarding your connection with that person. And 'cause idolatry ultimately means I'm putting something in place of God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, any friendship I have that takes the place of God will be a trash friendship. Like, it would suck. Because then I'm going to literally start to worship someone. I can't be friends with, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't be friends with you and be worshiping, like, how I want this friendship to be.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. I think another thing, too, is... A part of the question was, how do you have rich friendship? Yeah. I've realized that what makes something really rich is the depth.
Yeah.
And we have shared so many, like I have shared so many struggles.
Yeah.
I've gotten super vulnerable with you,
mm-hmm.
and I take a risk when I do that.
Every time.
That is Eniola going to be able to be my friend here and love me? And you always have, you know, and vice versa. But we've had to take the risk to decide that true, rich friendship goes beyond the surface.
Yeah.
You have to decide that, like, you know, I'm going to actually test this. Like, are you going to be my ride or die?
Yes.
You know, and something else that I said this when I met you at CF&I like 10 years ago, and as we got closer together, I think it was like 2016, we had already been friends for like 3 or 4 years, which is huge.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause now we have almost 12 years of friendship.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Most people do not keep a friend that long.
No.
Because most of the time they don't understand forgiveness and they don't understand vulnerability. Not that they don't understand it, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah. I would add,
you know,
consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, our friendship has not always been rainbows and butterflies. Oh. We've been super upset with each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been times where you've wanted to walk away from being my friend, or no. I've wanted to maybe walk away from being you as a friend. Don't lie.
What?
Yeah, what? No way. Never. No way. Anyways. It's crazy. So, but we chose to not walk away.
Yes.
You know, to not give up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And then also too, you have those friendships that genuinely nothing bad happened. Nothing, yes. nothing wrong went down, yes. but you just ebbed and flowed
yeah.
out of, you know, that time together.
Yeah.
But we've chosen to go deep and stay deep.
Yeah. I that's what I was going to say. I think it is understanding, because the anxiety, I think, of like, if the gaps in my life that I haven't allowed God to fill are in such a way that I'm like, man, if you leave me, then I have nothing.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I actually can't enjoy deep friendship with you because your highs and your lows, I won't be able to, in friendship wise, like support you, learn from you. I won't be able to forgive you because you would have failed me because you weren't wow. perfect.
Wow.
And I think like in our journey of friends, I think both of us had to kind of come to terms with our imperfections, like
yeah.
in our own ways. When you were talking just now, I was thinking about the seasons, but like kind of, so the beginning of our friendship, we were in proximity to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say like from, there was this one season, I think it was when I moved to Denver first, then came back, then you moved to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And like that season, like where both of us were moving was the make it or break it of yeah. our friendship that made it so rich.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when I moved, you came.
Mm-hmm.
And we were close before, but after that time,
yeah.
your sacrifice, I would call it, of going, I'm going to use what I have to go out of my way to go see my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you guys came to Denver and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just.
And then God wrecked us.
And God wrecked us together,
yeah, yeah.
like at the same time. And we wept for like 4 hours in the presence and the glory of God, not knowing anything. We just were like, God, like, mark us, but it happened together.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was specifically thinking about when I moved to California, when I moved to Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a harder, like, for me, that was a harder, like, transition.
Mm-hmm.
Than any other one I've been through when I moved to Reading. And I remember I was on a really long drive. I think I was driving from Sacramento back to Reading or Reading to San Francisco, something. I was just on a really long drive. And we were talking on the phone. And I'm like looking outside, super beautiful. And you were just, as my sister, you were ministering to me. Like you were just ministering to like, you followed God. You followed the call of God in your life. Like, don't give up. You were praying for me. Mm-hmm. And I remember just thinking, Lord, this right here is worth everything it took to get here.
Yes.
Like this is the treasure of friendship. Mm-hmm. The vulnerability is a seed. The consistency is a seed.
Yeah.
The sacrifice, it's a seed. And it is always a risk to go like, will it pay off?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we entrust ourselves to the Lord by entrusting ourselves to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think that's how you get like rich friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think too, like what's so cool about loving God is, you know, the Bible says that his word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that as we follow Christ, he puts us in people's paths.
Yes.
And I think what's so beautiful is in God's heart, what he thought would be good is me meeting you and you becoming my friend.
Yeah.
And I believe that God really does bring our friends to our lives because no one is meant to do this journey alone. And I think like I'm so thankful, like the gift of friendship, like he could have put anyone in my path, but he somehow knew like Eniola is going to be like someone Elis is going to need.
Yeah.
And I just feel so thankful. And for people who maybe who are watching this who don't have good friends yes. right now or feel really lonely. Like finding other believers is a great place to start to find friendships. And then, you know, as trust is built, start taking those risks of vulnerability to get to know each other. You know, and when you disagree, no, you're good. I want to hear what you're saying, but like, don't be afraid of a challenging moment in friendship. Like, because a challenging moment is going to come. And right then and there, you're going to decide to either stay in friendship and have a conversation about it, or you're going to walk away.
Yes.
And most people walk away from friendships because they think they're supposed to be super easy.
Yes.
But they miss out on an actual rich, good, deep friend.
Yeah.
Because you've got to have those highs and lows for anything to be valuable.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, like, the handlebar I would give is, like, you are, when you are saying yes to a friendship, you're saying yes to growing with someone.
Yeah.
And like who you are today is not like who you were when I first met you and vice versa.
Yeah.
And, but we threw in our like all of our chips because we were like, I'm down for the person she'll become no matter what that person is.
Yeah.
And we've gotten, because we were down for like, all of it, we've even received the reward of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get the reward of getting to see what God has done in your life and vice versa.
Yeah.
And even, I would even say to like, you have like skin in the game on my end. Like, cause you're like, no, I've been there. Like I've seen her pray for that. And so,
Whoa.
I'm prophetic.
You are.
Just playing, I was looking.
Wait, how do I turn this off? Not me being 80. There we go.
Honestly, you are kind of 80.
I know. Phone. I can't text.
You can't.
I can't. Anyone knows.
You don't even use like the edit button.
No, I do use the edit button. That's the thing is that I just text like an 80-year-old.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you text me.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Any last thoughts? That was the timer.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to say another thing. I think it's so important to pray for your friends.
Yes.
I think that a lot of times when you pray for your friends and you get God's heart for them, the way you interact with them is even more beautiful because you're watching God answer your prayers and they don't even know what you prayed. You're just like, thank you, God. Thank you for doing that in their life.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I would love to honestly pray for friendships.
Yes.
Like, for people and their friends. Like, if you're watching this and you have conflicts in your friendships or you feel like you just keep ending up in toxic friendships or, like, you just are kind of like, man, like, what, you know, you're just having friendship issues or you don't have good friends. I am a testimony we are of just God being so committed to us and our friendship. So, Jesus, I thank you for everyone listening. I ask you to land on every life with good friendships, God. I ask you to give everyone grace to see their friend the way you see them, to embrace all of them, to love them for who they are. To sow seeds of courage, of risk, of consistency, of sacrifice, of being generous with their hearts and vulnerable, and to also experience kind of the desires fulfilled of an incredible friendship that's bearing good fruit in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yay.
Thank you, Innie.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you guys for watching this episode, this session. We love you guys and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for watching.